You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
Welcome to Roots and Berries. I'm your host for the hour. My name is Robin, and I'm so glad to have you with me. Over the next hour, we're going to have a special blend of roots music and the odd tidbit of information that may have you asking, is it fruit, a berry, or simply a juicy little nugget?
And tracks. That Cuba was found burnt coal black.
Starting off the show today with a track from Hawk and Horse off their album Long Hunter. Bit of a layover from last week. That was on the playlist and didn't get played. You're listening to Roots and Berries here on campus and community radio, CJSF 90.1 FM from the top of Burnaby Mountain, where we broadcast on the unceded and ancestral territories of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. I'm Robin. I am your host for this hour. And that song that we just heard is the same but different than the music we're going to hear for the most part on this program. Namely because I dipped down into a little bit of a rabbit hole and was reminded of a bunch of fantastic Canadian records or Canadian artists released on Borealis Records. And it all started with this song that came to me in a recent press release. This is a cover of a Ron Hines tune called 1962 from the Miscellany of Folk off their album Atlantic Sounds here on Roots and Berries.
dreamed it was 1962. I dropped a quarter in the jukebox and I played a song for you. Kissed you by the pinball king, listening to Dale Shannon sing. Cause I held these records, he was my favorite thing. And that's all gone, it won't come back again. That's all gone, it won't come back again. I woke up, I put on my fallen shoes, stood out on the front porch like you used to do. Stepped across the morning sand, showing signs of rain. Mine would be the only footprints that remain. That's all gone, it won't come back again. That's all gone, it won't come back again. There was something I meant to say. In the way, I dreamed it was 1962. I lit a fire on the beach and I lay in the sand with you. We'd sing songs when the rains would come. Straight across the fields, we'd run. You'd wrap your sweater around my first guitar. Now that's all gone, it won't come back again. It's all gone, it won't come back again. There was something I meant to say.
His work.
the guitar slinger no one could deny. When she spread her wings around him on the day they laid him low, his white angel who'd always been there with him took him home on the day. If it's day, if it's night, 'cause the day for Ace is up in heaven.
Exactly, hardly strictly bluegrass here on the program to sort of get us on our journey, but definitely fully in the balladeering mode. That was Linda McCrae from a beautiful album called Rough Edges and Ragged Hearts. That was Deck of 52. It was nice revisiting some of these albums that I had almost forgotten about, and trying to decide, you know, what I get to play for you today, because there's so much great music out there, and of course, in an hour's worth of time each week, even I only get to spotlight so very little. So hopefully you're taking away what feels good. What felt good to me is to play another Linda McCrae tune. This one is a cover of a song that I have always loved, and she does such a beautiful and haunting rendition of it. This is off a different album of hers called 50 Shades of Red, and you might recognize it from the old time canon of music, but this is the L&N right here on Roots and Berries.
Thank you.
to the office to get my payday like I'd done before. Them old kudzu vines were covering up the doorway. There was trees and grass growing through the floor. I was born and raised at the mouth of the Hazard Holler, where the coal cars roaring and rumbling past my. And the end.
Jamie Stone, Canadian banjo player. When I think about Jamie Stone, I think about Bella Fleck and the Canadian version of who that is. Such a virtuoso on the instrument. We heard a track called Local Motion from the album The Utmost. And that's a 10-track album that takes inspiration from Japanese poetry and Brazilian literature and crafts just a beautiful record released back in 2007. The sort of discography of Jamie Stone is something of a wonder. If you want to explore his music, it really is kind of all over the map in terms of where the banjo can go. Quite jazzy in some ways, as we heard flavored on the track we just listened to. But he also did a record that harkens back to the banjo's African roots, where he's joined with an African player, and they do some traditionally African songs with some very traditional sort of Appalachian and old-timey songs. He's done a project where he features music that was gathered by Alan Lomax back in the day, and those real field recording kinds of things. He did a record just recently called Awake, his most recent album, which has a lot of pop sensibilities, but some of the fanciest banjo chiming that I've heard. It really is beautiful and sort of stretches the imagination of where the banjo can take us in terms of its musicality and stretching the boundaries from, you know, it being a traditionally strictly hardly bluegrass instrument. So if you're keen, check out Jamie Stone and his work. You're listening to Roots and Berries here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast at